Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, Can Innovation Reduce Student Anxiety? Let's dive in. What if the anxiety crushing our students isn't about academic ability, but about how we frame learning itself? Traditional education says, get it right. Innovation says, get it interesting. Today, we're exploring how shifting from performance pressure to exploratory mindset transforms student well-being. Innovation teaching starts with what if, instead of what's the answer? When students explore rather than perform, failure becomes data, not judgment. Design Thinking's fail fast, learn faster philosophy removes the stakes that create anxiety. This is what I call the curiosity safety net. When learning becomes exploration, students can take intellectual risks without fear of falling. Constructivist learning theory tells us students build understanding through active exploration, not passive absorption. Recent studies show inquiry-based learning reduces test anxiety by 40% while improving retention. When students construct knowledge, they own it, and ownership breeds confidence, not stress. This isn't just theory, it's neuroscience. The brain responds differently to discovery than to performance demands. Here's your tactical takeaway. Replace quiz with investigation checkpoints. Same assessment, different framing. Use learning lab language, experiments, prototypes, iterations. Start lessons with, today we're exploring, instead of, today you need to learn. These simple language shifts change everything. Let me tell you about Sarah, an eighth grade math teacher who transformed algebra from solve for x to detective work with numbers. Her students became mathematical investigators, solving real community problems, calculating optimal garden layouts for the local food bank, analyzing traffic patterns for safer crosswalks. The result? Anxiety dropped, engagement soared, and test scores improved because learning felt like discovery, not interrogation. This week, reframe one assignment as an exploration rather than an evaluation. Change your language from you must master to let's investigate. Watch how student body language shifts when pressure becomes play. Notice how shoulders relax, questions increase, and genuine curiosity emerges. Innovation isn't just about creativity, it's about humanity in learning. When we teach students to explore fearlessly, we prepare them for a lifetime of growth over grades. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. And keep an eye out for my upcoming book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom, launching this spring, with a companion workbook full of lesson plans and activities you can use right away. Follow along on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof for updates.